Did you buy a car or get some new clothes recently? Well, you're not alone.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're starting the week with not just conjecture about the U.S. economy, but an actual piece of data, a datum. Retail sales up 0.1%. On Mondays, we get to check in with Julia Coronado, senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So this retail sales figure ruins the thesis that the U.S. economy is going to Hades in a handbasket.
Right. I mean, of course, a 0.1% increase is not great performance, but people were looking for a decline, so it's still a relatively resilient picture.
And in fact, holding back that figure were gasoline prices. If you factor that out, it would have been an even stronger showing.
That's right. There's a number that we look at called core retail sales, which are really the items that we think of, the clothing, the restaurants. That was up after a flat reading in March.
Now, as a card-carrying economist, you got to help me with something before we go.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
So we're living in a world where the U.S. dollar seems to be appreciating. It's going up.
That's right.
And that is one of the reasons for a drop overnight in gold prices and crude oil prices. Why?
Well, these are international commodities. They are denominated in dollars. So a certain amount of dollars translates into a barrel of oil. If the dollar itself suddenly becomes more valuable, the price adjusts so that in real terms, oil has the same value.
And it works for gold as well. Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
To what extent could Bloomberg News reporters keep tabs on Bloomberg's financial industry customers? Late last night, the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg apologized for a long-standing newsroom practice. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Last month, a Bloomberg reporter approached investment banking firm Goldman Sachs, asking about the employment status of one of the bank's partners. The reporter pointed out the partner hadn't logged on to his Bloomberg terminal lately, and that got Goldman Sachs a little worried. Turns out for years, Bloomberg journalists have been able to monitor when subscribers are logged on to a terminal and what types of functions they've looked at, though they could not see specific topics or articles.
It's just really creepy.
Andrew Bojan reports on the media for Pointer Online.
It's sort of like finding out somebody's got the number of times you've looked up your ex's photos on Facebook.
Data privacy concerns have been a big issue for consumers lately, says Ben Rose, a media analyst at the company Battle Road. But
I don't think anyone had an idea that this might be going on in the financial realm.
Bloomberg has since apologized for giving reporters limited access to subscriber information, and that access has been cut off. Now the question is what effect this could have on the trust between Bloomberg and its clients. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
The federal budget cuts known as sequestration take about $13 billion out of the Air Force's budget for this fiscal year. So the brass at the Pentagon is asking rank-and-file airmen for money-saving ideas. And this is something the private sector does all the time, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Air Force calls its new cost-cutting initiative Every Dollar Counts. It's designed to be easy and direct. Ideas can be submitted through smartphones. The best ones make their way to General Larry Spencer. He's already implemented some of the suggestions, like this one from an Air Force officer who slashed the Pentagon's phone bill.
He found over 1,000 phone lines that were plugged in that we were paying for that no one was using.
The phones were unplugged, saving more than $300,000. This kind of cost-cutting may be new at the Pentagon, but Wendy Werner does it all the time. She's president of Carpet Town. It's a flooring business just outside Milwaukee. Werner's 23 employees are hard at work in the store's sprawling showroom.
Is this the carpet that Janet wanted for her master bedroom?
Yeah.
Werner first turned to her workers for cost-cutting ideas in 2008, when the housing crisis was battering sales. Werner got some good suggestions. She used to have professional cleaners in twice a week, but one employee said, cut that down to once a week. We'll clean up.
We took turns. You know, we had a chart made up, and everybody would trade off
a position of what they were cleaning, including me, and we cut our cleaning costs in half.
Saving more than $600 a month. Werner saved $2,500 after an employee suggested energy-efficient light bulbs. But she says there's another benefit. Her workers are now more engaged.
The best way to say it is they care. You know, they took on the responsibility of getting through these more difficult times together.
Management consultant John Bernard says Werner is on to something. Of course, sometimes you get half-baked suggestions from workers, but Bernard says you can cut down on that by letting them try out their ideas before bringing them to management.
You flip it upside down and you say, no, the ideas are yours. You go implement them.
Bernard says that might be hard for the Air Force with its top-down culture of following orders, but General Spencer told me he's ready to try anything, even loosening up the chain of command. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And always mesmerizing, watching engineers work their magic to knock down an old building with a controlled implosion. How do they do that with such finesse? Answer, not always. Yesterday, outside Brisbane, Australia, engineers set the charges in an old grain elevator and the thing tilted slightly and then froze like a bland concrete homage to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It took a backhoe to finish the job. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.